Service to extend K Avenue one lot deep, have it where business opportunity would be available if, Freddie, like you said, if somebody wants to spend the money. It would limit what could be built there. And I certainly don't see a drugstore being built, but it would be a mom-and-pop cottage industry that would give us more of a village atmosphere than, you know, we've got now. And that's what was requested by the, Chuck, correct me if I'm wrong, that's what we had a request for. We cannot go out and eat away on the business district. And the simple and easiest way would be to come up K Avenue.
In 1994, I bought a property on K Avenue, and I wanted to open up an antique shop. I came to the town officials and just turned down flat.
Well, so did this dentist's office. Now, you may have been on council at the time. I wasn't on council. Chuck wasn't on council. But, I never could understand when it was already zoned that and they came to council why they were turned down.
It says specifically say antique shop. Yeah. And the way it was for years was if it wasn't listed as a permitted use, you couldn't have it.
Right.
And that's when I wasn't here when that happened, but I'm sure that's what they looked at.
I have a vague memory of the dentist.
Something about parking, if I remember right.
It was called back by them. Under what pressure, I don't know.
Yeah, we have, and Jim and Chuck can both contest to this, that the previous three councils have stressed continuing education for all of our committees, and we've provided professional oversight anytime they needed it, particularly with our Board of Adjustment and Planning and Zoning. If they needed a professional to come in and help them understand the dynamics of what they're actually doing, then we've always provided that. But the entire thing, I worked on the land use plan with Tim Fuller and Kenny Booker, was to try to incorporate into it the feedback from the survey that we would have an opportunity or provide an opportunity to extend some mom-and-pop businesses. And I think, not being here all the time, Freddie, but I'm sure someone has told you that we were chastised on two different occasions in the local newspaper by being a town that's not business friendly. And that is not the case, that we've tried to help anybody we could in business. We provided changes to the ordinance to make it more business friendly. And this is part of the land use plan, and it was a council's request that they actually study it and see if it's feasible. And
yeah, provide. I mean, I think we all are in unison in terms of this. And let me just read a few things from the land use plan, which I think is the key thing. It says, the pier is the traditional centerpiece of the town's commercial center, and the town desires to keep it as a functioning public pier. The commercial district is primarily built out with a mix of structures built more recently and structures that are 30 to 50 years old, a few other things. It says the town... the commercial activities in this area are small scale, hotel, motel, food service, and retail. The town desires that these types of activities continue, and any redevelopment in this area will conform to the small scale commercial characteristics that currently exist. Mixed use structures, which is what I was talking about, with commercial on the ground floor and as the dominant use, may be allowed in the future planning period, provided the 35 building height limit is not exceeded. The commercial district will continue to be the center of all town resident and tourism associated business for Curie Beach. This area provides restaurant and shopping opportunities for both island residents and visitors. Then we have is an excerpt from the B1 study here for K Avenue from 3rd Avenue to 7th Avenue. As suggested by the Pano land use plan, this four-block streetscape could become the spine of a potential mixed-use corridor. The visual extension of the pier, the stretch of K Avenue, offers a chance to link the town hall, park, and future fire station to the B1 pier area with sidewalks, more parking, and an enhanced streetscape. The regular pattern of street trees, street lighting, possible trolley bus shelters, and enhanced signage helps diminish the main thoroughfare from the adjacent residential areas to the north. So, you know, the argument is to try to make it as attractive as possible, exactly what you're talking about. But also the possibility of a mixed-use corridor from 7th to 3rd Avenue right there, too. kind of lead into our existing B1 district. So I think everybody's in agreement in terms of the importance of, you know, making it attractive as an entry area and so forth. The question is how to do it, you know, which is why one of the reasons why we're here.
Hey, I might step on some toes by saying this, but what I've observed here is I know I live in Charlotte, and if I want to develop a business, and I go out, and they, the first thing they're going to ask me, well, how many people is going to use your building like a restaurant? How many are you going to serve? The first thing they ask me is how many parking places you're going to provide for them. That don't work down here. For instance, I've watched it, and I'm not trying to step on any person. I'm just talking about what happened. Is Jack Mackle, for instance. He had 10 parking places down there. He decided he wanted to extend out a little bit. He came to sit to the council, and they approved for him to take 5 parking places out. If you keep doing that, these people are going to expect the town to take care of them. You're never going to get any development even down there as long as you stay in the old age, and these people can come up and ask council, hey, yeah, we want to tear these out. Is it all right? Yeah, do it. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and expand. And don't get me wrong, I ain't against companies expanding, but they got to pay the price when they do it. And parking is one of them.
Well, the council has provided an out for that if they could afford to buy off street parking somewhere else in a couple instances. But the biggest bone of contention I have with where we're at now is the $45,000 we spent for the Sawyer study. And Freddie, going back to what you said, we don't get to write our taxes. It was great for Sawyer. But the artist renderings that they provided us, and Whitey actually showed doing away with the center parking and then putting a streetscape in there with trees. And then we've already identified new parking up here on both sides. And that, with the new parking, is something that actually is feasible.
All right, you got me on something I want to ask you about. You're talking about center lane parking. You're talking about a sidewalk going down K Avenue. You got, keep in mind, you got one on the opposite side.
Mm-hmm.
Times is kind of hard. You haven't even got the place up here for them to park yet. I guess you're getting ready to start. But you're putting the horse before the wagon. You want to build a sidewalk before you got a place for these people to use. Chuck told me that he wanted to put that down there for these people to park up here and use it. All right? I said, well, Chuck, that don't sound bad to me. I'm never going to be against a sidewalk. But why are you going to do it the way you want to? Why don't you match it up with the opposite side of the road? I said, that'd make the place look better.
Right.
What they're wanting to do, is put a sidewalk down through there. They're not wanting to put curb and gutter. The other side has curb and gutter. They're wanting to measure from the white lane over 10 feet and then put a sidewalk on the side of the 10 feet. I said, well, Chuck, why do you need the 10 feet for? Well, the state says that without a curb and gutter, we gotta have a place. I talked to the state, and the state says they only ask for 5. Now, Chuck, you asked me why you want the extra 5.
I didn't know that. That's Tim's what they told me. Now, you're saying, huh? You say it could be 5 foot from the white line?
No, I'm talking, 10 foot. 10 foot. The state says they only require 5 foot without curb and gutter. You can put curb and gutter and put the sidewalk beside of the cave, the sidewalk. That's what I say they ought to do. It would look better. It would match up on the other side of the street. But y'all don't want to do it that way. You don't want to put the curb and gutter in because you said you couldn't afford it. The way I see it, if you can't afford it, don't do it. I've never been, if I wanted to do something, and I always want to do it right. And I think the town ought to do it right, too. If you can't afford it now, don't do it. Do it when you can afford it. You put the curb and gutter in. It's going to match the whole thing up, and it goes right along with everything that's been said here.
I think these are good points, Whitey, but we're going to stay back on this, what we're here to do tonight. But
We do have a couple more people. Any comments from other folks?
I'm kind of in agreement about the Cary Beach needs a municipal parking area. I think that lot that Freddie mentioned earlier, next to the convenience store, would be a great location for something like that to happen. If it was well maintained with the Carolina Beach does, a little self-pay parking where you drop your money in, and it would require very little maintaining or maintenance. So if someone had to come by to be sure that people
would pay the money. If I can address that, Fred, I talked to the owner personally, asked him, would he be agreeable for the town to lease that property, not buy? We would stone it and stripe it. He only, not only said no, he said hell no. He would not lease it to the town of Cary Beach. His exact words in his business up on Market Street. He is not interested in the town's use of that property in any shape, form, or fashion, which I could not understand. We had worked out, Jim, I think you were in some of the conversation, would not have, you would have to come in off of Third, not take any of the spaces on Fort Fisher. But he is not interested in working with the town in any shape, form, or fashion. And I, again,
what's the price tag on the property? I saw
a million something. It was a million.
The price has been reduced.
Yeah.
It's still over a million.
Two?
It was $1,950,000, and then he said, I think it'd take $1.5 million.
And how long would it take? Has a study been done to see how long it would take to renew the money?
Never.
They have...
$1.5 million, that's pretty... on the parking.
Well, you're right, and we'll be right back to... back to the same issue that I'm talking about. There's not enough traffic that's going to be filling that up except 3 or 4 weekends out of the year.
Well, I think, getting back to your question, with the amortization, if the town bought the parking meters, it would take, from the numbers that they gave us the last time, probably take 20 years to pay for it.
Not meters, but
no, he's talking kiosk. He's talking about meters.
I don't even think that if that was returned to parking, that the fees would even pay for the interest on the loan.
Yeah. Well, let's get back on track here with what P&Z's here charged to do, please. Oh, you're running beaten. I'm sorry. Sure. Here I go again.
One of the things that we seem to be starting to is we're trying to make the, potentially, we're going to make the zoning available that if someone does want to establish a commercial business along K, that they might be able to do it in some kind of mixed-use zoning or something like that. In actuality, if I'm not mistaken, we're responding to the residents of town saying, we're not looking at zoning, we're telling you what we want in the way of services in our community. We want more restaurants. We want, first of all, we want the place cleaned up. We want the people who have businesses to clean them up, get the trash off of them, fix their buildings.
Yeah.
That would be great to start with. But they want more things going on in town. There needs to be more attraction, more things for families to do. You know, whatever that might be.
The biggest, I think, Chuck, correct me if I'm wrong, one of the biggest requests on the survey was another place to have breakfast, which goes back to another place for breakfast.
What kind of businesses and land uses do you want to see? Restaurants, upscale shops, dining and lodging. You know, shops, clothing shops, a grocery store, ice cream, candy store, coffee shops, more outdoor dining. They're saying a drugstore, but I agree.
I would like it as well. I agree with it. The only problem is it won't support it. It's not Southport. I mean, if you go over Southport, it's a whole different animal.
And a lot of those stores are not making it in this economy.
The coffee shop that's up here at Carolina Beach, I've seen them suffer up there. They're over there in the business district. They got all the traffic up there, way more than is over here. And they've been hurt. That thing's changed hands several times.
Well, that grind is just, I think they just closed the grind.
Tree tops.
Okay.
Tree tops.
Yeah, what are you?
That's an example.
Treehouse.
Well, the only question is, you have an option. If you do this thing, you'll still have an option to do one or two of the things you want to do. I at least have an option maybe to open up an antique shop if I want to. Right now, I can't find a place to open one. Well,
and it also gives the town the ability to have control of the businesses that go in. Now, the way it is you can have home occupation, you can have an art gallery. We have no say in what happens. How big the sign going to be? All of that stuff. It's just you. we have no control of that. If it was designated as a, as that, you, you keep your residential, you keep everything, but there is an option for mixed use, and we can kind of control what that mixed use is going
to
be.
I know, but somebody wants to buy a lot, somebody wants to build next to the corner, all right? He wants to put up a house there, okay? Man, he's right in the middle of the block. I don't think he wants to see someone come over here and try to have something that just fails and goes in and out and in and out.
They can do it anyway, right?
Yeah, they you know,
I already did.
You know, the more we discuss about it, the more, you know, given what's already allowed, you can have art galleries and things like that. The idea of maybe thinking about that corridor as a different zoning where, you know, you have to have a residential, you can have an art gallery, but there has to be a resident, that's the whole idea of mixed use. There has to be a residential component to it. So if you have an art gallery, again, right now, somebody could put an art gallery right there. Somebody could put a school right there. Somebody could put a variety of things next to two residential properties. And so you'd have this art gallery, or you'd have a school or museum or whatever. If we were to consider rezoning it to where it's a mixed use, it would allow that, and maybe add a few other things like light retail or something like that. But as a mixed use, you also have to have a residential component to it. So the streetscape would look very similar. You know, you'd have these residential components. You said some of them possibly would have on the first floor an art gallery, an antique shop, or a gift shop, or something like that. But you still have a residential component in each one of the lots. You know, the more I kind of hear you talk, I mean, that to me sounds attractive. You know, I don't know how you feel about that, but that to me sounds attractive. Now, it doesn't force it. I mean, it gives the individual property owner the right to decide whether or not they want to do that.
Well, that's the state main thing right there, right?
In there? Yes.
Okay, I mean, your state main thing. So anything that you decide you want to do there, you got to go through DOD, through the state. And based on this zoning here, RA2, is it true or false that you have to change the zoning in order to try to get them to go along with center parking? Yes or no?
That, I'm not sure about. I don't think you have to change the zoning, but you have to get permission.
Does it not have to be zoned differently to do that?
I don't think so. No.
Well, this is all, this is all public information. These are artist renderings for that original plan that shows streetscapes, there's a dangerous staple on the back of that, Fred. You will cut you, so be careful.
Yeah, and personally, I think...
I ain't going to say it's not a good vision.
Yeah. You know, business-friendly to me is to make this community as attractive as possible. That's about as business-friendly as you can get, because more people will come here. You know, they want to bring their families here. They want to, you know, ultimately maybe retire here and, you know, buy more houses and things like that. So to be business friendly is to make it as attractive and beautiful as possible. You know?
Don't ask me about signs. So.
That's part of being attractive, but also, you know, and the other thing I'm a big fan of, and we've tried to talk about, is to take down some of these and bury these utilities. You know, that would be one of the things that make it more attractive. Absolutely. And we've certainly talked about that, trying to get that to happen.
That's not cost effective either. It's too expensive.
Somebody else pays for it.
That's really cost effective.
Are there any, you know, again, we're, you know, and certainly nothing is going to be decided on this. This is simply a, you know, getting feedback, get some feel for how people feel about it and some of the concerns and all that sort of thing. And certainly, you know, before anything goes forward, we'll have more workshops, you know, more letters sent out. And I'm not sure why you didn't receive a letter, because we've got copies of the letters that were sent to everybody and so forth. You know, so
I didn't pick through the lots.
One of the reasons, if I can interject here, that we're having this meeting tonight is Jim's been on council longer than anybody at the table. Chuck has been on 3 years. But it's like this, Freddie. How many, it's like in the statement you made a while ago, it's so true that what is already permitted, the general public hadn't got a clue about. And this is part of the educational process that we, you know, some of this stuff needs to be looked at. And you can do what, you know, a lot of this stuff now in RA1A and the other stuff, because it's already permittable.
Okay, well, it's already been permitted, but nobody's wanting to do it. It's been permitted for a long time. but nobody...
Like Alan said...
No investors made the effort to do it.
That's true.
To like come out and ask for, hey guys, I want to build so-and-so. You haven't seen it. How long has this RA2 been in effect?
I don't think a lot of people really know that...
Since when?
The uses that are allowed.
Since 47?
Yeah.
Those are the original zones from when the town was acquired.
Okay.
And the mixed-use plan that was planned, you know, they were actually, you know, town council, they were at the point they could have actually came for a permit, or pretty close, weren't they?
And nobody's knocking on the door. Well, I mean, you know, living here, I want to live here and see all that stuff that everybody's talking about. But it's just...
Well, I mean, we've implemented a lot of stuff that... We'll probably never see it.
And it's only been on the books since 83.
We'll see it. He's got 2 months down there.
I'd love to see it, but if somebody come invest that much money here, they just don't have the
track. I've been on many a planning commission in different communities, and when I moved here and joined the planning commission, I was stunned to see how the zoning map was set up. I've never seen a zoning map set up this way where you capture full blocks in zoning. Usually they're quarters. You know, for example, you know, we've got, actually, when you go down some of the B1 streets, they're residential, where somebody could actually knock those homes down and, you know, put up a restaurant, right? Basically, what appears to be a residential community, you could actually, you know, put a restaurant up in it. And, you know, this goes back to the history of, you know, what, 60 years ago, 50 years ago or so. When
60, almost 65 years ago.
And there's nothing we can really do about that. That would require a lot of rezoning, and, you know, I'm sure there'd be a lot of objections to that. So, you know, we're struggling with a zoning map that really isn't, you know, well thought out and really is about 60 years old. But changing zoning is a really complicated, difficult process. And again, that's why we're here, looking at a relatively simple thing. But we've got an interesting zoning map, and there's no question about it. And I think a lot of people don't really realize what somebody could do in some of these residential areas until they
actually look
at it.
And that's the scary part, that nobody knows this. And we're trying to make sure the public knows what we're working with.
I understand. Well, Greg, you like to invest in commercial property. Isn't that what you're talking about?
I own commercial. Not here. I own residential properties here, but I do own commercial properties, yeah.
All right. For example, if you were Mike Robertson and you're sitting on that corner there and you got that property that's sitting there and it's paid for, been paid for,
mm-hmm.
As an owner of a commercial, you're right there in the prime district. Would you not think about, can I put up a building here and get myself two more rental spaces? Obviously, what's keeping Mike from doing that? If it could rent that quick and he'd get a return on his money, why isn't it being done right there?
Well,
me myself, if I own that property, I'd be going, I want to get something out of this property. Let's see. If I'm in a prime spot, I'm going to put me up a building here, and I'm going to get me a couple more renters in here.
One, Freddie, you'll have to ask Mike Robertson.
I understand that.
Two, Freddie, and like you said, you've been here a long time. Why, logically, with the rents that Mr. Robertson gets for those old properties down there?
I don't know what he gets. I got no idea.
Freddie pays $3,200 a month.
Who?
Freddie's.
Well, he's maxed out. That's that little space per square foot.
Why did he not do exactly what you're saying when the boom times were here? And I've asked him that, and...
If he can get 32 for that, I don't understand why he's not putting...
I can tell you exactly why he did not. Because if the Pearview project went in and retail started coming up this way and it started to expand this way, that is when he will step up to the plate and he will do what he has to keep the business district right there. Until competition comes in, that business district is never going to change. It is going to stay the way it is. He doesn't have to change it.
I'll tell you the rest of the story. And I think Whitey can help.
Yeah, certainly if that area, the existing buildings were fixed up and made to, again, many of them were very, very old, but they were fixed up and made to look very, very attractive. That would enhance the likelihood of that lot selling and having something nice put up on it.
Look what happened to Coca-Cola, though.
All right, bring us up. What's the rest of the story?
They changed the formula.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Down their leg, right?
Thank you, Chuck.
What happened to Curie Beach?
I'm sure you get all that,
Joe. Are there any other comments? Again, we said we kind of worked for about an hour on this, and certainly do appreciate the comments. And like I said, I don't think anybody has any preconceived notion. We're here being driven by the land use plan here to investigate this issue, get feedback. We're going to certainly have several other meetings about this, consider what's been said, and hopefully you'll think about some of the things that we've talked about too, and maybe brought up. So is there any other final comments?
Chairman?
Yes?
I'd like to suggest that your clerks send draft minutes once they're done to all the property owners as a way of keeping everybody involved.
Absolutely.
What's going on? I have a list.
And again, we did receive an email, expressing concerns. Many of those concerns were expressed by you, but the very first concern was we were concerned about the timing of the letter in correlation with the meeting. We felt that we should have received more notice regarding this first meeting and so forth. So again, reassure everybody that, no decisions are being made out of this. There would be plenty of opportunity for additional feedback, as well as a lot of additional notices going out for people. That's not our intention to keep anybody out of the loop, particularly in something as important as this.
Well, I thought maybe I was just being singled out.
No, absolutely.
I did that. I told her to do that.
I think Dean did it.
I did. I don't want to get rid of that grapevine you got back there.
All right. Any further comments? Is there a motion to? Yes.
To go back.
No, you turn it back over.
Okay, I'll turn it back over.
Yeah. Any other business come before this council? Any other discussion? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye. We're adjourned.
I
have an
actual
question.
You adjourn the meeting.
Okay, and then is there a motion to adjourn the special session? We're still going to have a planning commission meeting. Do we need to adjourn or?
Yes.
Okay, so is there a motion to adjourn the special?
Yes.
Okay. So moved. All in favor say aye.
Hey, friend.
Aye.
Okay. Shut up, everybody.
All right.
Perfect. Who was second?
Okay. Let's take a quick 2-minute break and then, or 3-minute break, and then we'll have our regular land and zoning commission. Okay.
Much better than I expect.
Listen, you. I'll be here. Okay, yeah, might as well leave it up there just in case. Let me look at the agenda here.
Okay.
I thought I turned it off. Right, okay. Well, let me. Because I got a bunch of stuff up.
If you don't find that,
here, is this.
I thought I was safe.
Yeah,
that was no. He's called me a couple of times. I've talked to him.
So want to say welcome?
What he's going to keep there from pulling right beside that side is going to be a great spot. He's parking and blocking these. We've had a parking there.